Day two coming up. Gloucester Township Rowan College, hosted by Deptford. Great day one. Real good group of people. I just passed a person doing a traffic stop, and something I typically see with police officers and law enforcement officers throughout the country is lackadaisical behavior on motor vehicle stops. I try to give an array of things that I notice so I can help you do this job better and survive this job as well. There are small things we can do to make sure you don't get killed in the line of duty. You don't become a statistic or a Facebook shared thing with 190 comments that we miss you and we've got it from here. You don't want to be that person. That's not the name of the game. And nobody's picking on anybody who has paid the ultimate price, but you can take steps to ensure a bigger likelihood of you not succumbing to the hands of somebody else or the mistakes of somebody else or anything. And you can just make some few adjustments. Now, everybody knows I'm very bullish on doing a passenger side approach. If you haven't seen the video, go watch it. That's not what this video is for. When you're making a traffic stop, it's so fucking typical what cops do that the public knows what you're going to do. So you have to switch that up a little bit, and you have to approach a vehicle in a more tactical manner, in a more ninja-like manner, and at a higher alert. You must pay attention to what's going on when you're stopping a car. I don't care if you're a radar runner or a plate runner all day. If you're stopping cars, this goes for all situations. Everybody's just too complacent in how they approach all these different situations. You have to approach with the thought of having the upper hand, having the tactical advantage, having the surprise. What am I going to use for cover if I come under heavy gunfire? How am I going to get myself out of this situation? Am I ready right now to engage in a gun battle? If I engage in a gun battle, am I in my car and can I use my vehicle as a tool to neutralize the threat? What should I do in this situation? You have to have your head in your game in the game here. You cannot be involved with emotional distress. The rest of the things that go on in life have to be left wherever they're left at. Leave them at home. Leave them at your therapist's office. And you've got to come in and get your head in the game. You can't be fucking around on social media and texting your friends when you're out here doing this job, because the minute you get lazy, lackadaisical, or relaxed, you will not only get hurt, but it may cost you your life. So think about that on your next traffic stop as you're approaching a car. Maybe you want to do some things that are a little unorthodox or unconventional, but they may save your life. Become products of the things we're conditioned to believe, how to approach vehicles, how we've always done it. You're a creature of habit. But it's time to switch things up and try things a little differently. Try to approach vehicles cautiously, covertly, and thinking about the whole time that you're going to die on this stop. And how would you approach it in that situation? Knowing that you were going to die on every traffic stop will ultimately save your life. Something I played in my head all the time. Nobody said I was perfect. Nobody said that I didn't make mistakes. But I started recognizing my mistakes, saying, oof, that was close. That was close. Got to get your head out of your ass. Got to get your head in the game. I worked in a town that I grew up in, and I often told people I would go. I was excited to work in a town that I grew up in because all my friends, I was in my mid-20s, my friends would have barbecues. I'd be invited over on a Saturday afternoon if I was working to come over and have some hamburgers and hot dogs. And you know what? I stopped. Oh, shit, being pulled over. No, I'm not. Oh, yes, I am. I get pulled over? Whatever. Put them on live video. I wasn't going that fast, that, you know. Anyway, it's kind of fun. But when I used to go to my friend's barbecues, I would go there. And a lot of you know me in my personal life. I'm a very easygoing, funny guy. And people would say, man, you seem so uptight. Why can't you relax? And I remember saying to somebody, you know, you're going to sit here and play beer pong while I'm eating this hamburger. And I can get a call, I mean, for the fight of my life in about 30 seconds. I got to continue to keep that mentality when I get to work of high alert, ready for anything, because I'm not trying to die here. I'm not trying to die in the line. And I watch coworkers of mine, lazy, lackadaisical, poor tactics, stopping cars in the middle of fucking highways, right in front of gas stations where they could just pull off the highway, right in front of corporate complexes with parking lots you could fit 100 cars in, and nobody in there, but they're still parking cars in the middle of a 2-lane, 3-lane highway, stopping cars in shoulders when you can just pull off the highway. And people don't think. And there are some folks who, if they've heard this video, may have had a second chance at either not being hurt or still being here as human beings. So don't lose your life over something stupid. There's sometimes we can't help what happens. There is things where people, there's nothing you could have done. And I understand that. But I bet if you went back through the course of history, there was a lot of things, if some different thinking had been employed, some better training had been given, and some people took it a little more seriously and a little more cautiously and less lackadaisical, the outcome and the circumstances would have been different. Enjoy your death. Be careful.